Chasing After You. Ryan Hurd, Maren Morris on the Harbor's New Country Kicks 95.3. You're probably going to see a bunch of them tomorrow night on the big awards show. Make sure you look for your local listings to see when that's on and what's going on with that. All right, in the studio with me this morning, I happen to have a guest, Jade Black. Good morning, Jade.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Excellent. I was thumbing through some stuff. I can't remember how I saw your work at first, but I saw an image that you had produced, and it was like, what? It was just very deep and different. I hadn't seen anything quite like it, and then I just kind of watched as you did some stuff on Facebook and things and thought, wow, this is really, really interesting art. And then you said that you had a book coming out, and I thought, well, I'm gonna find out about her. You brought the book. I bought your book, and you brought it to me today, and I'm kind of looking at it. I want to know a little bit more about you because you have such an amazing concept that you do as far as your artwork is concerned. Tell me about, what do you do, Jade? What is this all about? I'm holding the book in my hand right now.
So I have learned how to take emotion, whether it comes from fear or trauma, and turn that into something positive and beautiful. So with my self-portrait photographs, I kind of go deep inside and I'm like, why do I feel this way? And how can I evoke that into something that people can relate to? Because I realize a lot of people have the same feelings that I do.
Mm-hmm. They just don't, maybe they don't know how to express it.
Exactly. They don't know how to express it because they're either not creative or they don't have the things that they need to bring it to life. Mm-hmm. So I think of myself kind of as a voice for other people.
You're like a visual storyteller.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. But it's with things that we all struggle with. Trauma is a huge, huge
thing.
And a lot of people bury it down deep. So I really wanted people to feel safe in exploring that.
Well, the imagery that you have in your artwork is just like freaky cool. I mean, it's amazing. I was telling you before that as you look at some of your pictures and the art that you do, at first you get an impression of it, but mm-hmm. then it's deeper than that. And
right.
you look a little more carefully and it does evoke an emotion inside.
Exactly.
Sometimes a healing kind
of
feel.
And that's the point. That's the point of it. Even though some of those are kind of, what's this? It's
yeah.
kind of strange. If you connect with it, you understand, you know what, I'm feeling kind of bound up. I'm feeling trapped and I feel like I can't breathe and I feel like I'm drowning.
Mm.
And then by seeing it, you're then able to
wow.
pinpoint yeah. exactly what it is that you're feeling deep inside.
Well, it's amazing. It's, you know, some people say, well, you make kind of cool pictures, but it's way more than that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's not the picture for me. It's the experience of creating it.
Well, and that's the whole thing, the story behind it. I also noticed that when you post your work, you also have some descriptions and some things that you say, and it's very, it's different than, hey, this is the picture I took at the beach. It's not
exactly.
that.
Yes.
You have, do you consider yourself a writer?
I would consider myself a writer. I would consider myself an artist of all genres. And with writing, that's what I'm thinking in my head as I'm creating the picture. And then it dawned on me one day that I can include that also with a picture to make it one big, happy
yes,
package.
I love it. I love it. When we come back, I'd like to talk about your process because it isn't just you go snap a picture because
right.
these are pretty deep in very deep, actually, in the concept. I would like to know how you come up with this whole idea and how do you go from the beginning of the idea to the fruition of it?
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Awesome. Jade Black in the studio with me this morning talking about her artwork and her inspirations and what she does. We'll be back in a bit and talk a little bit more with her.
You can give and receive this holiday season with the 12 Days of Christmas contest. Details at kicks953.com.
Minimum wage. Blake Shelton on the Harbor's New Country Kicks 95.3. Rick Moyer on the Kicks Morning Show with you, having a great time talking to local artist, photographer, and you probably have all sorts of other titles that you call yourself. Jade Black. Hi, Jade.
Hi.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Good. It's great to see you this morning. Been looking through your newest book, and it's volume one. That means you got more coming?
Yes.
That's awesome. It's called Through Muck and Mire, A Quiet Introspection.
Isn't that poetic?
That is poetic.
I love it.
Well, you are very poetic when you talk about your work and you talk about the emotion that you're bringing out of your pictures and things. But I would say it's more of an artwork than a picture, isn't it? I mean,
yes.
What do you describe yourself?
I consider it fine art. I don't want it to look like a photograph. I want it to look like a painting or a very high-end fine art piece.
You've accomplished that.
Thank you.
That's really cool. All right, let's talk a little bit about your process. You don't just put out your artwork. There's a whole thing behind that. And I've seen this. See, I love, you know, when I get a DVD of a movie or something like that, even though DVDs aren't the big thing anymore, there was always these behind the scenes things. And that's what I would consume because I love seeing the angles and how they did all. You do this once in a while on your blog. You'll talk about, well, here's the final product. And everybody's like, ooh, ah.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, it wasn't that
right.
easy to do. And then you show some of the process. Tell me from start to finish, what's your process?
Okay, so first of all, the picture is very beautiful, but most of the time it is raining and freezing and I'm wet and my wig is falling off and Snow, my puppy, is ripping my dress. It's actually not a pretty sight to watch, but that's really important to my process because when I get inspired, say by a tree or a song lyric, it doesn't matter. I figure out how that's making me feel.
Okay.
And then I go in my mind, I usually close my eyes and I see the picture. And then I sketch it out. And I have to make sure I write down which lens would be best to capture that. Focal point, colors, then I figure out the costume I feel would be the best for that. And then I do location scouting. And then I pick out the color of the hair. That's super important. You don't want it to blend into the background.
Right.
So there's all these little tiny details that go in to making the final product. And it goes to tell a story.
That is really, really cool. So it's not just so when you put something out, it's not like a fluke. This is something you've thought of.
Yes.
And really developed in your head and even on paper. I noticed that you have, I remember seeing one of the pictures, you held up a sketch. And then later, when you see the final product, it's similar, but it's even more in depth, you know,
exactly.
By the time you get done. But you have that concept in your head so you can see, how am I going to do this?
Yeah, because when you're on location and it's cold and the wind is whipping, you can't think straight all the time. So if I have my sketch there, I can just check it off my list. Okay, I got that shot. I got this dress. I got everything that I need. And usually a shoot won't last more than 30 minutes because of that pre-planning.
That's awesome. Now you have people that help you. I mean, you don't do all special effects in Photoshop. You have, I mean, I saw that there's some practical effects going on. Do you have
right.
people that help you with that?
Yes. So I don't want to do everything in Photoshop because then it's not as real as I want it to be.
Right.
Plus again, it's the experience of it. So sometimes I'll have people hold a rope for me or a door. That way, for example, this one shoot, I was pressing against a door in the middle of the water. But I can't
physically right.
press on the door, and you can't see that tension in my body unless there's somebody behind the door holding it for me.
Because
you can't Photoshop tension in the body.
Yeah,
you know, it has
right.
to be as realistic as possible. And then everything else can be finished up in Photoshop.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Such an amazing process too. And then this is an interesting one. I didn't plan on this question, but have you ever experienced so much emotion in the shoot that you have to stop?
Oh my gosh.
And deal with it? Because obviously you're evoking an emotion and it's real. Do you ever have to stop and kind of compose yourself before you go on?
There was this one shoot that I did, and it was not pre-planned. I was driving down the road, and I saw a window laying in the middle of the forest, and it was broken. And this one sliver of glass was laying next to the window. I was struggling with something so huge at that time. I had lost somebody really important to me in my life. And there's something about that shard of glass that made me just break down completely.
Wow.
And I wailed. Mm. It was those big, ugly, horrendous cries.
Mm-hmm.
And that picture, I was standing there with the glass in my hand, like I was going to cut myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, of course, I would never do that. But just seeing that glass there in that window, just that one piece broken out, it was so significant for
wow.
me. And there's times like that where it's not pre-planned. And those are really powerful experiences as well.
And probably evokes such great imagery and great emotion in that.
Yeah, because real cool. tears, again, you can't really
you can't
Photoshop
fake those.
That.
Yeah, yeah, you don't. I know the people were talking about in Hollywood, they had this stuff that they put in their eyes that, you know, and it's just not the same as somebody who can cry.
Exactly.
There's a difference in it.
Yeah. You know? What's the point of creating if you have to fake it?
You're right.
I mean, that's what art is.
Exactly right. When we come back, I'd like to talk about your book. And maybe how people can find out more about your stuff. Because on the radio, it's hard to describe what
right.
you do.
Yes, you have to see it.
You have to see it. So let's talk about how people can see your work and where they can get it. And again, just thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll come back in just a bit, talk a little bit more with Jade Black, photography artist, fine artist, I would call you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back.
You heard this.
Kix 95.3, the Harbor's New Country. Jake Owen and Homemade. Well, we're going to wrap up our interview with Jade Black, fine artist, photographer, and all sorts of other things. She's amazing. Hi, Jade.
Hi.
It's been so fun talking with you this morning.
Thank you.
Let's talk about how people can get a hold of your work and see what you do, because very hard on the radio to describe the yes. imagery that I see in your book and that I see you post on Facebook and then your website and everything. How can people see your stuff?
So you can go on my website at jade-black.com.
Okay.
I'll say it again, jade-black.com. Or you can go on Instagram at jade.black.artist.
Awesome.
Or my Facebook page just under Jade Black. And I really encourage you to go there and see my behind the scenes videos and see the work, because it's again, you can't just describe it on the radio. Also, you can see it in print at the Fusions Gallery in Ocean Shores.
Very good. I was mm-hmm. just going to ask that.
Yes. Or at the Aberdeen Art Center or at Mother Crow's Gallery in Aberdeen, actually.
All right.
So, and those are in print, so you can see them in much bigger sizes, like a 36 by 36, or my smallest is a 6 by 6. So
wow, that's cool.
It's really, I'm just so excited.
How well received do you feel in this community?
I feel so welcome. In California, I was born and raised there. People didn't really connect like they do here. I'm not sure why that is, but I feel at home here.
We were talking a little bit before we went on the air, and you came from a very dry, deserty type of
yes.
area.
Super dry, dead and brown. No green anywhere, super not inspiring.
And you shared with me the reason you came up here. Tell me that, because this is awesome.
Okay. I saw Twilight, and I knew that the Pacific Northwest existed, of course, but mm-hmm. I never have seen it. I never saw it. So when I watched Twilight, I was like, hold on. That's where I belong. That's
wow.
where my soul
yeah, that
belongs.
Just gave me goosebumps when you did
exactly.
that.
So yeah. I spent 10 years trying to get here.
Wow.
And I finally got
you're here
in 2019. Yes.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
And boy, I would have thought you had been here longer with the way that you...
My soul has been.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
That works. Yes, you're definitely an artist. I love that. That's so cool. All right. So they can get a hold of you. They can see your stuff. I recommend highly that people get to know you and enjoy your work. I think you have a very unique and cool style that you're doing, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for you.
Yes, me too.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Jade Black, you're amazing. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
It's awesome. I hope people get a hold of your stuff. We'll put a little thing on the website, so if you want to get a hold of her, you can do it that way too. Thanks for being in the studio today. It was fun.
Thank you for having me.
Kix 95.3, the Harbor's New Country.
You can now listen to the Harbor's New Country, Kix 95.3, on radio.com. Download and go.